WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Professor Bob Harvey is back, and I'm really excited that he is, and I know you are too. You know, Professor Harvey, before we went to break, you were clearly pointing out that critical race theory as being explained and expressed right now is nothing new. It's been around, and they have just picked the a right time to bring it back to the surface.
Well, somebody probably at Fox News or somewhere, and some nitwit politician heard somebody talk about it, and all of a sudden they are going around yelling critical race theory and don't know what the hell they're talking about. It's just as simple. I mean, I was listening to some skits over the last 3 days. What town hall meetings, what people just gone ballistic hollering critical race theory, and most of them couldn't pass a simple ABC test in the first grade. You know, they're just running it off. And I'm talking about the leadership. And they're electing people to, at the state, but not only at the state, but at the city, county, and state level, and the federal level, that going around like Green from Georgia going around talking about critical race theory, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Tucker Carlson then openly admitted that he didn't know, you know, what it is. And he's right, because, you know, he got that bow tie on and the check choking off his, his windpipe, and he's not able to think. Critical race theory is simply, believe it or not, like I said, it was designed to attack liberals in their way of looking at why the civil rights movement was failing. And these scholars coming from, you know, Ivy League schools got together and started pushing this idea in the 70s to try to explain away why the civil rights movement was failing. It has nothing to do with making little white kids feel bad in the classroom. And when you look at just how asinine the movement is, 33 states have gone out now and passed laws trying to attack critical race theory, and they don't know what the hell it means. It's ignorance run amok. This is the same group that put a man in the White House who had no business even being there, and Donald Trump. And he's the one that came up with this executive order, you know, banning, you know, any teaching of diversity and stuff like that and equity, you know, at the federal level, just because somebody on television, on Fox, told him that's what he needed to do. So you've got ignorance run amok, and this, it's a trademark, Earl. When you look at cause and effect, this is a trademark of a movement that's gone totalitarian. Totalitarian governments do this. They have to recreate history so that they can somehow justify their movement. And anytime you get desperate people, they're going to follow that. And that's what you have here. You have an angry white America. They're seeing a lot of their dreams and vision going down the tube, and they're blaming the wrong people for what's happening. And I understand what they're going through, because what's happening in this country is that the American economy and the American exceptionalism that made this country what it is slipping down the tubes in some areas, and one of them is in the economy. You know, and when you look at the economy, the American middle class, Earl, is dying. I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. That American middle class is dying. And one of the frightening things about it is that the opportunity to access that American middle class is becoming more difficult. Many of our young people who graduate from college right now graduate in debt. So somehow, because of what's happening in this country, with our jobs going overseas, family-sustaining jobs going overseas, the American middle class is shrinking, our kids are coming out of college and having to move back home, all those things are frustrating. See, one of the things that made the American economy great and made it work was that we had a burgeoning and very dynamic middle class, and it was the envy of the world. I mean, there are some countries that have great economies on a limited basis, but the engine that drove the American economy and corporate America missed it. Maybe they did. Maybe they felt that the best way to control and get more wealth was to kill the middle class. It's the greatest mistake that they've ever made. And they've destroyed that vision of, I can't become a multi-billionaire, but I can make enough to support my family, have a home, maybe a couple of dogs, you know, a couple of vehicles in the driveway.
Hey Professor Harvey, it used to be baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, but Chevrolet is gone now. So, Professor Harvey, it is rural America that is the angriest.
Well, sure they are, and that's because, you know, for the young folk, the chance that many of them, that's why the American farms started shrinking at the turn after World War One, because a lot of their kids started leaving and going to the city to get jobs, right, or either moving, you know, or going on to college. And a lot of them didn't come back home. And then, of course, when the American people, you know, start leaving the farm, because, you know, you used to have large families just to work on the farm, whether your family owned a farm or whether you had tenant farming or sharecropping. Both poor whites and poor blacks did it. Well, they're gone. And a lot of those kids, when they left the farms, if they didn't go off to college somewhere, go off to the service, they went and found a good textile job. And, you know, after World War II, when women started working, when you had both the man and the woman working, you know, they had a good income coming in. And then what they were able to do, if they had three or four kids, they would send those kids off to college. And those kids would come back, start their own families, and the American middle-class dream was kept alive. But now, because of corporate America taking the jobs away and sending them overseas, now they ship back products that are cheap for us to afford. But if we don't have the jobs to pay for them, what good does it do to have a budget, you know, to buy something? So we are killing the American middle class. And instead of blaming corporate America for doing it, we blame the little countries in Asia or in China or wherever for taking the jobs. And so we take it out on the Asians, or we listen to an idiot like Donald Trump, who doesn't know the difference between the Korean and the Japanese and the Chinese. And he goes out there and slanders the Chinese for the virus, and then we turn around and attack them.
So, Professor Harvey, hold your thought. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The one and only Professor Harvey has joined us. I'm excited he has on the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.
Going back to the place of time.